Okay, so this should blow some people's minds, you know. It's really obvious, but it takes a while to see it. The only way you're going to be able to see it, though, and believe it, is believe the Bible. So the god of this world is the devil, and the only one that can stop Babylon, the only one that can judge Babylon, is Jesus. Jesus alone can take the book and open it. Jesus takes the book out of God the Father's hand, and he's the only one that's able to bring judgment on Babylon. So when you see people say, well, I'm going to fight the new world order, you're spinning your wheels. Now, by speaking the truth, you are fighting, you are holding back the devil. The god of this world is the devil. So all the nations are working together. It doesn't matter if it's YouTube. It doesn't matter if it's politics. It doesn't matter what it is. They're all, it's all under the corporations, the 501(c). All of it is underneath the beast system. The only thing you can do is try to pluck some people out and give out the gospel. Just the fact that you're here, you resist the wicked one, right? You resist the devil just by being here. Because the church, until he who letteth be taken out of the way, the church is resisting. There's many antichrists. The 666 was in Genesis 3. They received the demon spirit, you know? So whether it's, I support these people who are speaking, you know, standing up for what's the right side of the equation, you know. You got the right versus the left. But it's going to keep going. I'm trying to show you something. Whether it's Mark Dice, whether it's Alex Jones, whether it's Fox News, whether it's whatever it is, there's going to be new ones that show up on the scene even when we're dead and gone. And then you got the left side, the CNN and all those people. There's going to be new ones that show up on that side. It's like a boxing match. It's like Mike Tyson fighting somebody. There's going to eventually be somebody that takes Mike Tyson's place, which happened. There's always going to be a new boxer on each side of the ring, and the ring is a cube. Now some of these people, they see through the game. They're agents, they're Luciferians, they're making money off of the game. Some of them are doing it and they're not really saved. Some of them are not saved and they're playing the game pretending to be saved just to act, you know. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. The Bible is very clear in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15 that there is a rapture, and then there's a tribulation, and then there's a millennium. You have to rightly divide it. You're going to have people on both sides your whole life. The Luciferians, the witches, the RH negative cult, the New Age people, the people who are talking about narcissism but not saved narcissism, they'll say, don't play the game. That's Luciferian, and that's true. You don't have to play the game. That's fine. In the natural, don't play the game. But once they step out of that game, they step into another game. So the only way really to get out of the game of the devil system is to be saved, to be born again, spiritually born again. So then once you get born again, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Now when they try to turn the game on, and it's always a game on with the devil, you know. Jesus even said, the devil comes to tempt me. when he goes away for a season, then he comes back. You know, it is written. The only way you can win is it is written. Get your identity in Christ and stand on the Word. It is written. It is written. There's a lot of people on YouTube that you would think it's not in, they're not part of it, but they are. When you see that Art Linkletter guy, he wrote, he did the show, what was it? Or it might not have been him, it might have been somebody else. The Waking Life, and they showed, inside that movie, they show Alex Jones riding around in a car preaching. Fight the New World Order, fight the New World Order. So they want you to own, they want you on either the left hand or the right hand side. They don't care, as long as you're fighting one or the other. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Do you see how the snake said that? This is not our home. They're going, the devil's going to tread on everybody. To be honest, he's a, even the ones trying to pull you back into the fighting, they're actually treading on you, because they're trying to pull you into the left-right paradigm, the argument. This is not your home. Only the devil would say, don't tread on me. Her seed shall bruise his head, and his seed shall bruise his heel. That's a prophecy. See, they're trying to mix the true church with fighting the New World Order, or fighting the devil, or fighting in the Gentile system. The Gentile system is Babylon. Every nation is tied together, whether it's the USA, Russia, China. They're all part of it. They're all part of it. They're all working together. Why does every nation have a flag? Why do all nations have a red stop sign? They're all part of it. The YouTube channels, 99% of the YouTube channels are a part of it. It's all to see the way they make money and the way they survive is the drama. They want to pull you into supporting them. They have to create the drama. They have to be a part of, even though they act like they're attacking the drama, they're creating more drama outside the main drama and creating another drama game. And so they're part of the system. The more drama they create, the more their channel grows, the more their site grows, the more stuff they sell. They're part of the game. Do you understand what I'm saying? The drama. So you got somebody opens up a restaurant, XYZ, over here on this side of the street. And then somebody, you know, somebody opens up another restaurant right across the street, ABC. It's the drama to make money. The left, right. I like this. XYZ's better than ABC. ABC's better than XYZ. It's back and forth. But they're still both the same. Inside the devil's system, doesn't matter which side you're on, you're still in the drama, the Draco Ma drama. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. They want you fighting the drama. They want you fighting the game. They're part of it. You see Elon Musk fighting California. California fighting Elon Musk. Alex Jones attacking Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan attacking Alex Jones. And Alex attacking Elon Musk. And Elon Musk telling you he's wanting to put this thing on your head. Putting an AI on your head. So they're part of the system and don't even know it. Some of them do know it. They do know it. They're making money off the drama. They love the comments. They love the drama because they get more attention. It's just like a woman wanting to get married. She wants to be seen more. Why? Get married to have that baby to produce. So they want to be seen. They want the drama. They want to be top dog. They want to be up there at the top. Whether it's comedians, whether it's actors, whether it's musicians, they want the drama. Lady Gaga's ramping it up. Poppy, she's ramping it up. they become more, they cover, these actors, they go more, Britney Spears, she's ramping it up. She's ramping it up. They're all working together. They're all wanting the attention because if they get more attention, they make more money. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so if you watch enough stock market videos about how to invest, there's one investor on there, she'll say, there's this thing called pump and dump. The media stirs up, you got Motley Fool. Look, think about that. The Motley Fool Digest. They're actually admitting it's foolishness. The system reboots all the time. The cartoon reboot tells you everything, really, to be honest with you. So it doesn't matter if it's investing, doctors, doesn't matter if it's political, whatever it is, they want the left-right paradigm. Now, I'm against socialism. I'm glad for the right-hand side of the pillar, of the equation. The right pillar, I'm glad for that because it keeps and it holds back socialism. And you can, and if you vote Republican, that's a good thing. Always vote Republican, straight down the line. And so that resists socialism, communism, lie. If a man don't work, he don't eat. So the Republicans are more biblical than the Democrats. Now the Democrats will say, love your neighbor, but they don't really mean that. You know, deep down, you know they don't mean it. It's more destroy your neighbor and feed all vampire off of them. And that's part of, you know, when I start talking like that, I step down into the cube and I become a part of it too. The left-right paradigm fighting each other, you know. Every man and woman and child is born in sin. And doesn't matter who it is. If you talk to them, there's going to be some common ground just because you're a human. But God is using this Turing machine. God is allowing the red versus blue game to push out some babies, right? The drama. God is allowing the devil's system, the Draco Ma system, to separate the sheep from the goat. So you're going to have the red versus blue in football, in basketball, in sports, in politics, on YouTube. Some of them are just playing the game because they make money. Some of them a lot of them are Freemasons underground working together, Jesuits. They might even attack the Jesuits, but they're a Jesuit themselves. And so around the mountain, right? And so how do you function down here in this left-right paradigm? There's always fighting, there's always drama, there's always he said, she said. How do you function down here?
Well, you observe it, you don't absorb it. You observe it, you don't absorb it. Just like a narcissist, because the narcissist is a fractal of the devil's system. You observe, you don't absorb. You watch it, but you don't receive the drama. I know when the game is on. Now, sometimes it catches you off guard and you're saying, oh man, it got me. The devil pulled me into that drama again. But you just shake the dust, you learn from that mistake, and you move on. But it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's a popular YouTube channel. It doesn't matter if it's a channel that's not popular. I mean, even the new age people who are like have a lot of followers and they're talking about rising up to your seventh chakra and all that, and they act like they're not in the drama, right? They risen above it. But if you really listen to them, they're not outside of it. They're affected by it. And if you talk to any of them, you'll find out. It might take a year. You might have to build friendship with them for a year or two, whatever. But you find out they're upset by the system. They're in the drama. They're stuck in the drama. They're in the machine. And the machine is doing everything it can to pull you back into that drama. It's not even a joke. It's kind of like when you kick a narcissist. So let's say you were dating a Delilah and you kicked her out, right? A Jezebel. Or a narcissist. You kick her out, right? You finally see through her lies and her fake reality, her gaslighting. So you just boot her to the curb. She'll come back into, you might take her back 2 days. Then she does it within the same day. So you catch her in another lie. Kick her out. She comes back a week. You kick her out. She comes back in 2 weeks. You kick her out. She comes back in a month. You kick her out. She waits 2 or 3 months. She comes back. They keep coming back. They keep coming back. Because it's the devil in the system. That's all he knows. And he's got to create more and more and more drama and crazier and push it higher and push the drama higher to keep you from stepping out. See, that's what keeps the system going, the drama. If you got outside the drama and you just love your neighbors yourself, it would stop. But the devil was not going to let it stop, because God knows that this division is a separation of the sheep and the goat, and it's a birthing process, because two cells have to divide to birth in another cell. My point is, one cell has to divide to birth in two cells. My point is, you're going to see the drama at work, in church. You're going to have church splits. You're going to see the drama all the time. It never ends. It's a repeat cycle. That's all they know. That's all they know. When they're fighting and yelling and screaming and accusing the other one of evil, and this one's saying this one's evil and the other one's saying the other one's evil, they're actually looking at themselves at different levels. Everybody's evil. Be honest with you. In the old Adam. Now in the new Adam, you're righteous in Christ. How do you get into the new Adam? The only way to leave the old Adamic nature is and rise up into the new Adam is by faith. Receive Christ into your heart by faith. The Holy Spirit. So you got the demonic spirit, which is the Draco Moss system, the drama, the repeat, the cycle, the machine, the spiral downward. He said, she said, fighting. And when you quit fighting, not like a Luciferian, when you step outside the cube, not as a Luciferian where you just step outside, I'm not going to play. You step outside in Christ. You can't leave the cube in your own power. You can't. The cube is supernatural. It's a spiritual cube. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of these people. And why do I keep talking to somebody and say, why do you keep talking about the cube? Because it's real, people. It's real. When you're in an elevator, you're looking at yourself. It's a reflection back. And so here's the reason I talk about it, because the Wiccans want you bitter, in bitterness, in unforgiveness, in doubt, in worry, in fear, and all those things. Because if you're thinking, what did Job say? Job said, the thing that I feared most has come upon me. They want you living in fear so that it reflects back onto you, because inside the cube, everything's a reflection, just like being in the elevator. And so they want you in the drama to keep the consciousness of the whole system in Babylonian drama, Draco Ma, and the more drama you got, the more authoritarian. The people get what they deserve, right? They'll say, Trump's good, Trump's bad. Trump's just a human, he's not Jesus. There's good and bad in everybody. So to fight and play the game every day, fighting back and forth, and these people keep going. And like I say, I'm subscribed to Mark Dice's channel. But he's part of the game. He's part of it. Joe Rogan's part of it. They're all part of it. I mean, they're all friends. David Icke, he's a liberal, but he's also a conservative at the same time. How's that even possible? how come David Icke has conservatives and liberals both supporting him? It's just not adding up, people. It's not really hard to see. All you have to do is step out of it, look at it, and say, oh, they're all connected. They're all playing the game. The reason they're playing the game is for money. The reason they're playing the game is because some of them are Luciferians. And they know the drama keeps you from growing spiritually. Instead of being in peace, they want you not in peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. They're just actors. They're acting. They want you. You would be better off just to cut it off. Cut the YouTube off. It's all acts. They're all actors. They might not be connected with the Luciferian underground network, but they're actors. They might choose to be their own actor, you know. It's all an act, people. It's all a game. Every nation has a flag for real. Why does every nation have a flag? Because they're all connected. Why would every nation, all the big nations, have Internet 3 under the ocean connected to each other? And then they sit there and cry, well, you hacked the Internet. China hacked the Internet. Well, why do you have Internet 3 cable going straight to China and Japan and Russia? They're all connected, people. They're all connected. It's all a major drama scenario to keep you in it. It's no different than dating a narcissist. They're always creating drama and lies to destabilize you. That's what they're doing. Stock market's the same way. Why does the news pump up a stock? It goes up and then it crashes, and then they say, that happened with what stock was it? Go Bank. So Go Bank was going up, and then it went down, and then there's some lawyers trying to sue Go Bank for not divulging some stuff. And then when it happens a lot, there's lawyers suing another one. They're always threatening a lawsuit. It never ends. It's part of the game, people. Now, what you can do is when the devil comes at you with a game, and you know it's a game, you can play the game, or you can choose just to not play the game, because you're already seated in the heavenlies. You're down here as an ambassador. So when they come at you with all these lies and accusations and fake realities and delusions and drama and gaslighting, you can play the game. Or not play the game. That's why I kind of went on YouTube. I wanted to see what the fractal was in the real world. Because I saw in the real world people playing stupid games. I thought, do they even know what they're doing? And you really step back and you realize, yeah, they're part of it too. They know what they're doing. They're trying to draw you in, pull you in. Pull you into the drama, the Draconian system. It only works with the drama, people. It's a sine wave, up and down, up and down, up and down, round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain. That's the only way it works. The only way the devil system works is the drama. D-R-A is Draco. Ma is the material realm. The machine, the Freemasons, the Masons. Most of these people, most of these channels are Masons. They're never going to admit it, but they're Masons. The funny part is God is allowing them to play these games and have the left-right paradigm. You know, they've been talking about the 666 forever, right? So after this crisis is over, they're going to come up with another one. It's until the rapture of the church. Before... If you read the book of Revelation, before the devil can put 666 on the forehead of his people, you see that God puts his mark on the 144,000. And I don't see it happening. And the 144,000 are able to call down fire. They can't be killed. The two witnesses can't be killed. The 144,000 can't be killed until it's time. And I don't see God putting a mark on the forehead of the 144,000 yet. Because we're not in a tribulation. It's after the church is gone. The church is holding back. There's always an Antichrist waiting. It's a fractal. Every day's a repeat. So there's a 666 game going on moment by moment by moment. But there's also a faith game going on by moment by moment. It's to push you to really seek God, to be honest with you. That's what happened. I can go to Walmart or Amazon, get me one of them speakerphone things and go outside and walk down the street saying, the Democrats are evil, the Democrats are, and they are. And I get a speakerphone and go down the street, and then somebody else is going to come out of their house, get mad at me and chase me down the street, try to kill me, you know. Or I can go down the street with that same speaker and say, Jesus saves. And I might have people come out and try to kill me. Still, but my point is, what's more important? What's more eternal? Preaching the gospel is. Instead of fighting the left-right paradigm, let those who want to play the game, let them play the game. Don't let it upset you, though. The main thing is to give out the good news. John 3:16, Jesus saves. That's the best thing to do. Even your denominations fighting each other. If you join a Pentecostal church, they're going to be doing digs to the Baptists, or they're going to be doing digs to the Methodists. If you join a Methodist church, they're going to do digs to the Pentecostal, digs to the Baptist. It's all the same. It's all the drama. It's a fractal. The truth hurts, but if you want the truth, the reality is, you're in a Draco Moss system, and the only way out is faith alone in Jesus alone. That's the only way out. There's no other way out. You can use the system against itself because the system is a walking contradiction. And they always, one of the reasons I'm not worried about the left encroaching too much is because they're a walking contradiction. And I know there's people out there that are going to be fighting against their system, but the devil allows it in his system because he likes the drama. And if he really came at full force against the New World Order types of people preaching fight, if the devil really came against that, the god of this world, you think he wants it? Do you understand? He likes it. They create these scenarios to create the drama. If you understand that the drama is to take away your peace. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. The devil's trying to take away your peace every day. Because if he can get you out distracted from the renewal in the inner man, and focused on the outside drama, then you're not going to grow spiritually. There's some people, they never cut the TV off. They never cut the news off. They never cut anything off. And it's just continually fighting and arguing and stress. And the stress is killing people more than anything else. The stress is going to kill you more than the vaccine. The stress is going to kill you. They want you pulled into the game. Do you understand? But you can't leave the game in your own power. You can only leave the game by getting saved and receiving Christ. And then you're able to see through it. You're able to see through it all. You can actually see the ones who claim not to be playing the game, but they're actually playing the game. It's so It's multi-level game. It's a multi-level chess game. It's actually, you know what it is? It's the actually the devil's doing game theory on you. He's attacking you. I watched the devil's. I watched him in the last 3 months. If you go back and look at some of my videos back in February, I said, be careful. They want an Illuminati sacrifice in August or September or whatever, October, whatever. So the March, April, May, they're trying to pull you in the seed, plant the seed to get you in chaos. And, you know, every year it's the same. They got to create a bunch of crazy drama in March and April, because that's when they're planting the seed, because they want people to kill themselves. They want to be upset about the drama and the world and the politics. They're all in on it. They're all in on it. Obama, Bush, Trump, they're all in on it. It's all a theater. It's all a theater. I know it's hard to believe. It's not even... It's all theater. It's like watching a movie. For real. It's really unbelievable. And so the devil has to recruit these YouTube channels and these people to pull you into the theater, the drama. It's not even... Think about life before YouTube and all that stuff. People had more peace, you know. The emails, the feed, they're trying to feed you with stuff. They're trying to find something that upsets you, and they're trying to find something to make you afraid. They're trying to create they'll give you weather notifications, whatever. And so these people on the left, you know, this is so funny. When Obama took office, he sent a notification to all the phones, and the people on the right were mad. Then when Trump got elected, he sent a notification to everybody's phone, and all the people on the left said, I can't believe Trump's sending me a message. They got mad. It's the same game. It's just the left-right paradigm. Do you understand? This is theater. It's theater. And you'll be drawn in. The devil's trying to find anything he can to draw you back into the game. I mean, anything. Because that's what he is. It's a snake. It's the sine wave. It's the slithering snake. It's a trip. It really is. I mean, it is a trip. And if they can't get you in the real world, they'll try to get you online. If they can't get you online, they'll try to get you in the real world. It never ends. It could be your your family will try to pull you in. Your friends, everybody's going to try to pull you into the game. Do you understand? They want to see what will. So you got a cup of water, and you push it, and the water spills out. They want to know what's going to tip the cup. And you spill out and you live, they're trying to find what upsets you. It follows. And they made the movie, It Follows. That's what's happening. It follows. It's a trip. The devil's following you to try to, it's a horror show. He's trying to find something that you're afraid of. But when you start to rest in Jesus by faith, you step outside of the game and you go ahead and you just die daily. You don't do the pride wars. You don't do the drama. You die in the cube before the cube kills you. You're already dead to the cube because the cube is dicey. It's trying to kill you. And so you die daily. You die in the cube. And that's the only way you can win is to die. Die daily. That's all. You don't play the game by dying. But I'm not talking about killing yourself. I'm talking about dying to yourself, dying to your own understanding, and walk in God's will, not the will of the Gentiles, not the will of the flesh, and not the will of man, but God's will. That's how you win the game. That's pretty much everything. The drama is the 666. The chaos is the 666. Losing your peace is the 666. Living in fear is the 666. The mark of the beast is not just one dimension, it's multidimensional. So they want that thing attached to your forehead so that you live in fear and paranoia of that narcissistic devil antichrist. You see? And it's not just happening on YouTube, it's happening on your job, it's happening in your church, it's happening in your home. If you're married to somebody who's trying to put you in fear, they're part of it. I know this goes on. Some husband, he'll say something just to put his wife in fear. He gets a kick out of that. Some woman, she'll do something just to get her husband upset. She gets a kick out of it. Because this part of the drama. It's a fractal at every level. And when you start cutting these people out of your life, you can see past the Draco Ma drama system. Don't even listen to them anymore. If strike three and you're out, give them the strike three. Tell them, say, look, you're letting the AI program control you and you're trying to torment people. And if I keep seeing it, I'm going to have to cut you off. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. Usually when they sell out to the devil and their tormentors, they never stop. They pretty much sold their soul to the system. Anyway, I can't really explain it any better. The god of this world is the devil. He can take them captive at will. They're agents, whether they know it or not. Some of them know it. And they're trying to find out what upsets you to pull you into fear and paranoia and doubt and all that stuff. That's all it is. God is going to take care of his saints. That's a fact.